ListenUpNorth.com presents
Grand Old Lady, a monologue by Rachel Cochran, read by Jen Brown. I've just had a new front door and the house decorated throughout. Do you like it? Coastal glow with a hint of apricot. And he's made a canny job of that ceiling. I think I must have a guardian angel. I mean, you sit here day in, day out, staring at four peeling walls. I don't even get out to bingo anymore. Folks these days just see to their own. Everyone's rushing past your window, full of busy. I used to be a good neighbour. Looked after their kids if they had something on. Kept them entertained for hours, I did. They forget that. Mind, I don't recognise half of them. They're mostly comers in now. Then I suppose they've all got TVs and this internet business. No, don't want to be bothered with my old-fashioned kind of amusement. First sign of a wrinkle and you're out of fashion. Unless you've had a facelift, that is. Not that I haven't been under the surgeon's knife, you understand. It's a wonder there's anything left in me. But I've still got what matters. Me heart and soul. And me memories. Anyway, one morning there was a knock at the door and I found this young bairn on the doorstep, a bonny lad. Said his name was Jack. He was 8 and he'd be 9 on the 15th of August and he lived across the road. Told us he was doing a school project about what it was like in the olden days and his mam thought it was a good idea to ask me about it because I've lived on this street as long as she could remember and did I mind. I said, come in, young'un. And sit on this side, it's me good ear. You would have laughed. He sat in that chair like a little old man with his notebook and pen and asked how old I was. I told him it was rude to ask a young lady her age and we both laughed. 99, I told him. And I've seen a lot of changes since I came into this world. We didn't always arrive by metro then or in your own car. It was horses and charabancs when I was young. And you don't see so many fishing boats out these days. I remember flowing skirts and parasols to dresses so short they left nought to the imagination. He wondered if I'd always lived in Whitley Bay. Oh, not just in Whitley Bay, I said, but in this house, born and bred. And with a bit of luck, they'll carry me out of here in a box. My mum run a boarding house and Dad used to paint the outside white to make it stand out. I kept this place smart in them days, not like now. It's a pity, but you can't be up ladders, not at my age. Then he wanted to know, was life a lot harder when I was young? Well, I suppose it was compared with today. There was none of this lying in bed till all hours. Not that we didn't have fun, mind. I was always scanning down the seafront with me mates, walking in the pleasure gardens, and if we had any money between we were straight in the funhouse and on the waltzers. And the theatre, that was my birthday treat. And I wanted to tell him, enjoy it all. Enjoy it now, son, whilst you can. Enjoy the wind in your hair and the sea salt on your lips. And the sweet taste of candy floss and the giddy stomach as you're whirled about and the laughter. Most of all, enjoy the laughter. Because this is how it all ends up. Lonely and unloved and forgotten. But I couldn't say it because you can't crush a young bairn's dreams. Jack wanted to know if I'd ever been married. Honest, it was worse than when the social worker came round. No, I said, never. I'm a spinster. I stayed at home and looked after Mam and Dad. That's what you did in those days if you were single. Mind, there was a young man once. Tommy MacFarlane, his name was. Worked in the Glasgow shipyards. He used to come down with his cousin every summer to stay in our boarding house. I was always immaculately dressed in those days. Not like now. I mean, there's nothing to dress up for. Tommy MacFarlane was a lovely dancer, so light on his feet. When he was down, we used to go out to the Empress Ballroom every night. He made me feel like Ginger Rogers. Not that we could stay out too late. I had me reputation to think about, and me mam didn't exactly approve, what with him being 3 years younger than me. We promised to write, and we did for a while, and then the war came. No more holidays. Everything shut up. Tommy joined the army, and the letters stopped. I never did find out what happened to him. Before he went, Jack was dying to know when my birthday was. I shall be 100 on the 14th of May, I said. He wrote it down in his notebook. If I last that long... He looked serious. Oh, don't worry, pet. We all have to go sometime. And for most of my life, it's been an exciting ride. Never thought I'd hear anything again. But the next thing I know, Jack pops back with his mam and dad and some neighbours to see if there's anything they can do. Now the house looks like a palace. I hardly recognise it. But most of all, it's the folks streaming in, laughing. The young'uns playing their music, lively, like it used to be. Oh, like it should be. Then they planned a street party for my 100th birthday, and you've never seen such a fuss or so much food. You'd think it was VE Day all over again. Even the journal was there, and so many people from round about, remembering me from when they were kids, how I was always so much fun, always a canny crack and a sweet or two in me pocket. Some said sorry they'd never been round, but to be honest, they never realised I was still here. And there was bunting hung up between the houses, and as it got dark, a string of lights, just like a seaside town in the old days. Then a taxi drew up, and I could see young Jack helping someone out. Everyone stood back, and there was Tommy McFarlane, as sprightly as ever. Not that Mam would have approved. After all, he was only 97. But when he looked at me, I knew it was time to dance again.